Yeah, it was after someone who flew on the last 747 for Qantas yesterday, low over Sydney, over the harbour. I didn't realise I'd get the pilot. Captain Mike has called through. Thank you. Appreciate you listening to Today FM. Listen, did you have a few drinks last night?
Actually, I was pretty tired last night. I drove down to the South Coast, supporting the area down here for a few days on a break.
Oh, well, that's good of you, Mike. We would have loved the thought of you just going into the first class lounge and just having a few quiet beers to celebrate the end of an era.
That would have been nice.
So no more 747. Sad day?
I guess there was a little bit of emotion the night before when I was ironing my shirt, getting the uniform ready for what may be the last time. But then getting to the airport, seeing all the passengers and customers and staff also so excited about the opportunity to have one last go on the 747. It was a really uplifting, wonderful day.
You scared the hell out of a lot of people who didn't know that was going on yesterday. Just quite. We had a few calls.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Would have looked very close. And I know some of the photos I took from the air.
Hands on the wheel, please, Captain Mike. Hands on the wheel.
No, it was a wonderful view.
We know your industry's been doing it tough. Tens of thousands of families have been affected, and we look forward to you guys being back in the air internationally as well as domestically real soon. Thanks for calling in, Captain Mike.
It's not how we'd like to have celebrated it, but look, we've got our fingers crossed that the situation improves both in Australia and around the world, and we'll be flying our valued customers all over the globe once again.
I've got to move on, but yes. Can you just hang on the line for me and in great detail, just describe first class.
A light flat bed.
Oh, okay, no, I can't take any more. Mike,
French champagne.